Okay, my name's Patrick, and I'm here with Abby and Laura. Laura is going to be telling us a few things about her favorite library memories, and Abby's got some questions for you. Here we go.
What does your library mean to you?
It's a wonderful place for, you know, it's a depository of books and everything, of course, but it's a good meeting place. It's a good place for you to come and just enjoy the quiet if you want, most of the time. You know, it can get kind of noisy around here at times,
yeah,
but,
it's not so
you know,
tonight,
it's just a nice place to be. This atmosphere has, this library has a very good atmosphere to it. Really does. I've been here this time a couple years now, and when I first got back here, I used to bring my computer before I got a hookup where I was living, you know, and bring my computer and come and sit here and log on to it and to the internet and get my stuff done and then get the books out of here and just had a real good time. And it's just been enjoyable. There's almost everything here. This has got way better resources than many big city libraries do.
Oh, okay, good.
I used to live over in Puyallup, and I imagine their city library there has probably the equivalent about what's here.
Okay.
And that's a very nice library too, just like this one is. This is a beautiful library.
Oh, that's just what we
something
like to
be
hear.
Extremely proud of.
What are your earliest memories of visiting a library?
Of visiting any library?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the school library when I was in grammar school, usually, and I read a lot. Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys and Tom Swift and any historical, like, you know, old books about the Civil War. Civil War's always been my thing, so I always enjoyed that. And
so another lifelong library aficionado here.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Do you have a favorite memory about a Knowles library?
I don't know. I've been in so many libraries. I've been in the Library of Congress, which is absolutely wonderful.
I've been there too. It's
that's
really cool.
absolutely wonderful library. I've been in the one of the old libraries in Philadelphia, the earliest with the subscription library.
Oh wow!
Which is absolutely beautiful. It's down in the part of Philadelphia where the Liberty Bell and stuff is. That's a wonderful place to go. But you had to be, and of course, it was just men then, too. Women couldn't go there.
Oh, right, right.
Because they could go in there and smoke their cigars and drink their brandy and read their books. So
another multi-use for the library.
But I loved it. It was fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you, Laura. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Hope you have a good time tonight.